been talking practically on the same subject from different angles. In the last meeting, you have the notes of the last meeting. If you have, you have the first page. And then you have a chart. Self-related limitations. You have a number of you. Self-related limitations. I'm repeating again.
This is the first problem in modern brain. This is the first brain, the front part of the brain. And there are four centers, either intellectual, either mental, as for life, and then the movement. This is the part of an organ called brain. And therefore we call this part the thinking instrument. Is that clear? This part is the thinking instrument. So now the diagram from 1 to 3, 8, 9, 10, 10, 10, that portion is called the thinking instrument. An instrument in the sense, isn't it? Again, it is removed from the self and self. This organ, a part of the organ, is called the thinking instrument. Correct? So, therefore, you need the thinking instrument and the thinking principle. Now, the thinking principle is not an organ. You can't touch it, you can't see it. It means what? The incoming university at the rate of 120 per second, coming from the real world and the memory center. Okay? The incoming university and the memory center. This makes the thinking principle. Is that clear? The thinking instrument and the thinking principle together form thought. Is that not clear? Is that clear? Taking an instrument, coming into the memory pattern, together creates thought. Now, this incoming simple thing, the incoming impulses. We are in this room. We are so many of us. And impulses, the incoming impulses can enter any one of us. Yes. The impulses that enter into you may not enter into you. The impulses that they enter into you may not enter into you. Why this partiality? Why this partiality? Lively. Why this causality? That unknown factor, structure and factor. Structure and factor. These so many incoming impulses at the rate of 120 per second will not enter in some brain, may enter into some brain. Correct? This is due to, you people have said, structure and spectrum. This structure and spectrum has been created by each one of us. Is that clear? Because if you say that the incoming impulses enter depending on our structure and spectrum, it means that the structure and spectrum have been created there. Yes? Good reality. structure in our body. Where is the structure in our body? Where is the structure in our body?
Silence. Silence is
important. Doctor is very silent in principle. But if you open your mouth,
you're still ignorant.
Silence is wisdom. Every one of the billions and billions of cells is formed of this structure. The cell in my brain, the cell in my heart, the cell in the sole of my feet, all have the same structure. The billion of cells in my body, right from top to toe, have the same structure. Because the incoming impulses enter my body through the five senses. And the first sense is right up to my soul, isn't it? Or my soul. So, my structure is from the top of my head to my soul in the field. Yeah? Correct? See? That is my structure. Every cell is made of that structure. When I say structure, what do I mean? When I say structure, what do I mean?
The whole body.
What do I mean?
The whole body.
My structure is like a piece of cloth woven. There are threads this way, there are threads this way, like that. My structure of every cell, of the billions of cells, is structured, woven by the three qualities. These three qualities flow not only here, all on this earth, but throughout the universe. That also is me, throughout the Brahma. This is the basis of our understanding. Is that clear? This is the basis of our understanding. That I am what I am because what I have fabricated. What I have woven. All the three qualities have been woven into me, into every cell of my body. That is my structure. Depending on that structure, therefore, what will happen? What will happen? Neither black hair or white hair or brown hair or gold hair, my skin will be white, black, brown, yellow, huh? There is very much of hair on my body, less of hair on my body, I'll be tall, short, either glasses or no glasses, as the rich or poor, as the learned or stupid. Because of this structure, all this will be over. To make a personality. And then we cry, who is going to answer? We forget for the time being that I have myself woven. Why I should be tall or short, a wise or foolish. All these that we have been woven by us into every cell. It is the ancient cell, the modern cells of genes, and the manipulation of genes. Today's answers come to that. Ancient India had this theory some 6,000 years back. That we build our structure. According to our structure, we are what we are. Correct? Accordingly, we will put these and keep coming to us. Accordingly, these instructions will keep coming to us. The word structure is equivalent to the word in the past tense, sanskar.
sankhani, whatever I have born is through me, to form me. Huh? Externally, internally, everywhere. Correct? This is the basis of understanding. If you don't understand this, you don't understand anything. Is that clear? Now, the millions of angels in the infancy, while forming thought, means memory patterns. Memory patterns are also millions and billions. And any incoming impulse that enters me will find an equivalent memory pattern. More or less identical. Okay? This is what you understood? And these two together form thought. These two together form thought. Understood? Now, the quality of the thought that I create will also depend upon the structure of incoming impulses which are the same as my memory pattern. Then because of my memory pattern, a certain type of impulse will enter. And different type of memory patterns will cause a different type of impulses. Clear? Simple. That means the activator, me, myself. Me, myself. The second factor is incoming impulses. The third factor is my memory pattern. Billions and billions of my memory pattern. They have to be identical with the impulses that will come into me. If my memory pattern is not identical, that incoming impulse cannot enter into me. Clear? Question?
It's a new impulse.
A new impulse which is not in my structure cannot enter. That is why the doctor says that in about 100 lifetimes, our progress may be 1 centimeter. In 100 lifetimes, our progress can be 1 centimeter. And at this rate, we have to do a voyage that is measured in light years. Understanding, totally, thoroughly, that in 100 lifetimes, we may produce by 1 centimeter. And the voyage is the few light years. So we might take not many, a few billion years to go a few miles. I mean, this is the normal evolution. This is the normal evolution. But you and I are not satisfied with this crawling evolution, and therefore we want to evolve ourselves. That is why we are not. That is why I am talking to you. Why? Because we are not satisfied with this crawling progress. Clear? This much is clear? No? Okay. So you understood all
this?
In the end, there are two parallel methods. One that I just talked about, of structure, and one time. So genetic engineering can bring about a change. Are they too similar? If not, how are the different? These things that both are mechanical and therefore same. Am I correct?
Look like it.
Look, I am also saying you can take something. But it means that both are mechanical and go into the same direction.
Genetic change has to be made. I am helpless. saying has to be made, I am helpless, the doctor will have to do it. I am helpless, the doctor will have to do it. And the doctor will impose his sense of right and wrong, his sense of what is good for me, whatever there for me, I will be helpless. And if he makes a chimpanzee out of me, even then I am helpless. Is that it? Yeah, yeah. And if the best intention might bring about the change, and that change must do better than you. I mean, because of anything, perhaps. Because we just do not know the mechanics of genetic engineering. But here, I am not happy with the crawling process, and therefore I am undertaking something. I am undertaking something. Even if the exercising you go to general, I am doing that with my own will and wish. And therefore I am as responsible with that the change in me as my structure. Because I am responsible for my structure, and that's why I'm responsible for my faith. The existing structure is very good. Mr. Noah Doctor, that's an intellectual idea. When I read about the change in me, no doubt I am responsible. But I am also doing the change in me. No, they are not doing it mechanical. Exercises are not mechanical. Neither am I doing it mechanically. I am doing it with a purpose. In the first place, I am doing it with a purpose. In the case of genetic engineering, my purpose is not involved. Somebody else's purpose is involved. Here, my purpose is involved. And I am doing certain things that bring about the organ centered in the activity. Because, let us focus sometime back, the theory of knobs and switches. Sometime back I told you that if I turn a knob or put on a switch, in the television screen will come a picture, in color and in sound. That's the switch of the knob, the potential to create a picture will come, no. The switch of the knob has no potential to create a picture. But the thing is that is structured so that the mere turning of the knob or putting on the switch will give me a color picture with sound. We purpose picture and sound because the thing is that is structured. I am structured. Let me talk about it. I am structured. Not as you see in me, I am structured as God. I am structured as God. You are structured as God. You have divine presence. You are structured there. And that structure is within you. The outer covering has certain different structure that is imprisoning my original self. To get that one. Here, the vital force is within this structure's outer soul. And the vital force knows what is good for me, what is not good for me. Every moment of my life, this force that is within me, which I call divine segment, or we call soul, whispers into my mirror every moment, do this, don't do this. But the outer structure, being structured in a particular manner, is death to whatever is whispered every moment. So, there's a bold of difference when I, when it's the I, that's right. The I of this structure, and the I that I am is your statement. If some whisper has been heard by me, I start my process, doing this, doing that. Till I hear the whisper, I am dead. I am doing nothing for my progress. Is that my point? The way I start this progress is because by accident, by chance, or something, I have heard a whisper. This divine force telling me, do this. Get my point, doctor? So, the moment I do this, I am following a potent force within me. For instruction. Well, in the case of genetic restructuring, a doctor is no better than any ordinary human being. He might think, this is good, this is good. You see? Yeah, I am not involved. See? So, the third person, that is the instructor, is trying to get hold of me and trying to play with me. You get that matter? Without my actual purpose agreeing with the doctor. You learn that way. Patanjali is not coming to me. I am going to Patanjali. You get my point? Patanjali is not coming to me. In my memory, there are years Patanjali is not going to one single human being. But thousands are gone to Patanjali. Namaskar and started learning. Because of that, you have said, man, whispering into the ear, do this, go to Patanjali. You get that? So this is a very purposeful moment. And therefore has intense power behind it. You will agree with me, doctor, that a medical doctor, however brilliant, may be hopeless in character. And what he might be trying to manipulate in you means, what has me? But if I go to Patanjali, there is no fear. Because I am going to that, that is the best possible
available.
With the counsel of my own grand segment, you get that point. That is where this moment has further and is safer and it is better, you get my point, than genetic engineering. Another point, doctor, the exercise that we are doing. As I repeated earlier also, as Patanjali himself has stated in the sutra, they are not responsible for evolving us. They serve to remove the obstacle. Just as a farmer removes the weed from his plot, from his soil, so that the harvest of his growth will be free from the weed. If you don't remove it, half your habit is useless. So these exercises, this breathing and all, help you to remove the weeds, the obstacles and the hindrances, as we have mentioned that. You get that? The breathing is mechanical, but the job is mechanical.
So the weeds are
taken
to the meaning that the
the very fact. The very fact. But we have to do nothing. Because we are everything. We have to do nothing. Because we are everything. In Zen, as they say, you are born with the Buddha nature. That does not mean that you will not remove the obstacles and the hindrances. If you remove the obstacles and the hindrances, your Buddha nature will be apparent. We are not creating Buddha nature. Don't make that mistake. We are not creating a Buddha nature. We are not creating an Atma. We are not creating a divine fragment. No, it is there, given as a gift to us, to this outside structure. We have to remove the obstacles and the hindrances, so that we know what we are. Get my point? Have you ever stood against certain mirrors to make you look tall, short, fat? Huh? You know, they used to go from one mirror to another like this. So we are different because of different mirrors. We are the same still, isn't it? So we are the same divine fragment.
But they will get this, like this, like this, all because of this mirror, the outside covering. You get my point? We are creating nothing. It is not possible for us to create anything. But it is within our being to remove obstacles and hindrances. Is that clear?
Is it clear, Doctor?
That is all we do. And to remove the obstacles and hindrances, we must know this basic truth, that we are what we are because of our self-created hindrances, self-created limitations. And that self-created limitation is for this, the outside structure, not for the divine segment within. Is the basic thought clear now? If I don't get it in future, you don't forget this. One is in Sanskrit, the other is in English. Both are same. Sanskar and structure. Both mean the same thing. I have used the word structure. Because if I do not use the word structure, you will not understand what is Sanskar. To make you understand Sanskar, I use the word structure. Structure of wood, structure of metal, structure of flesh, paper, anything is a structure. And that thing will work within that limited sphere according to the structure. Isn't it? You can't use wood for cooking utensils. Isn't it? And you can't use metal to start a fire. We can do this. This is a different structure. And if all the structures are not born in this world, life will not be possible. And because of all this different structure, there is a beautiful symphony. However limited this structure is, even then there is symphony. This point is clear, totally, particular speaking. Okay. Creation. This one thing is enlarged there to show existence. Who goes for how? These lines are divine segments, without body, without brain, without mind, without air, without food. They are shown here with human bodies. We need air, food. This we call the whole structure as bubble. Bubble. A bubble is something that exists, but if you touch, it disappears. The thing that is in the surface is bubble. This is called, very religiously, Brahman. I am a very religious man, I call it bubble. Why? Because if you touch a bubble, it disappears. If you touch this bubble with our understanding, it disappears. You get my point? In this bubble, you need this structure. In this original creation, you need bubble. Because you and Satyam are one. The divine presence, the divine wholeness, you are one. You get my point? Here there is no bubble. Here there is bubble. But even a bubble cannot exist outside of creation. It is inside creation. It cannot exist outside of creation. Because God is omnipresent. Anything cannot be outside of its presence. And therefore it is called celestial bubble. Because a bubble within Satyam has to be celestial. But the bubble is a bubble. Your structure is a bubble. Today, you are still not able to touch it. This structure is a bubble. But you are not able to touch it. When I say touch it means, touch with your understanding. You are not able to touch it with your understanding. And therefore, you are
under the impression that you are progressing. The very proper understanding will fill you up. Today what I am talking to you, you understand, but it is a mental concept in you. The very understanding will fall into you. There will be no need to progress with this structure. You get my point? You get my point? Now we will meet today. In our last meeting, we had projected a chart and the heading was self-created limitation. Whether one's skin is white, brown, black or red, whether one has white, black, brown hair, whether one is born in sandy desert or in freezing cold of the pole, whether one is rich or poor, tall or short, high in status or low, whether one is healthy or sick, or born with physical and mental defects, and a thousand other such conditions, is ultimately self-created limitation that we all experience one way or the other. Is that very clear? It needs no explanation. This is not dictated by or given at will of any god or superpower. Is that clear? This is not dictated by or given at will of any god or superpower. Self-created means these limitations are created by each individual for the individual. If memory fails to trace the source of such self-created limitations, does not mean one is not responsible for them. I have heard hundreds of people telling me, I have not harmed anyone, I have not hurt anyone, I have always had such good fortune, and why all these must happen to me? Because that person forgets, when was it done? See? The person forgets, when was it done? And because of the cycle coming now, I have made nothing to merit all this. Okay. The Yoga Sutra, Book 4.9 says about this memory, which is now seen, that has been the cause of our present self-created limitation. There is identity of relation between memory and the effect-producing cause, even when separated by species, time and place. What I have done when I may look a barbarian, even the cycle is wrong, it may visit me today. But that does not mean I am not responsible for what I am getting today. It may be that there may be life-bearing planets in the universe, and I may be born in some other planet. By him then it does not mean that what I have done will not visit me. You get me? This is very clear. But then we make the mistake, he says, even when separated by species, time and place, that means I may look a barbarian then, I may look something good now, but then I am responsible for what is visiting me today. My memory may be clean. But the happiest thought is that these limitations are self-created, self-inflicted, and therefore can be self-dissolved and self-eradicated. No outside help is necessary. You say outside help is necessary. You are telling us all this. No. Your own inner self has brought you here. That whispering and whispering and whispering from your inner self has made you to come here. See? You understand? And that is also your own self-created goodness. You understand? I am not obliging you. This reminds us of Omar Khayyam, that inverted bowl we call the sky.
among the three scriptures, lead us by. Lift not your hands to it in prayer, for it revolves as importantly as you or I. Ya Allah, O Bhagwan, O God, we go on our knees. Not necessary. God has no part to play. What you get, what you deserve, what you experience, God has nothing to do with that. God has no enmity with you, and therefore is not giving you anything. Some people out of consolation say, God is taking my examination. God is testing me. In other words, to say that I am not responsible for my suffering. God is testing me. God can test me and I. We are too small to be tested by God. If God wants to test, He will attach my faith. But take heart that the same law that makes you experience such self-created limitations, the same law gives you all the help to dissolve and eradicate totally such self-created limitations and free you from them, and you can soar to greater heights. Not only so, but the instruments and factors that help you to experience these many self-created limitations are the same that will enable you to be totally free from them. What are the instruments and the elements? The instrument is the thinking principle with the four centers. The thinking principle of the elements are the incoming impulses and memory patterns. They are responsible for what we are today. Fortunately, they will be responsible for what we are tomorrow. For better or worse. For better or worse, we shall be tomorrow what we shall do today. For better or worse. Our structure will do. Let it clear it. Is that clear? Now that you have a chance to know that the same factors can improve your structure, I am sure there will be no reason for you to expect that your structure will deteriorate. I hope and pray. Yeah. What does the Yoga Sutra say on this point? Book 318. That which is experienced, perceived, has three qualities. Tattva, Rajas, Tamas. It consists of the elements and the sense organs. The use of these produces experience, self-created limitation, and eventual liberation. You get this point? If you are what you are today, it is because you have created yourself what you are. There is every hope that tomorrow you can be Christ, you can be Krishna, you can be Buddha, because you will be able to fabricate that structure. Nobody is going to give you social help. You will follow your own inside whisper. If you follow your inside whisper, you will change the structure to become anything tomorrow. That's right. And fortunately, for that you have not to run to an ashram or to the Himalayas or from one teacher to another. You have to make use of the same thing, incoming impulses, memory patterns, thinking instruments. How will you do it? Let the sutras advise. Is that clear? That much is clear? Yes. When we talk about this self-created limitation, we are talking about this external body-brain system. That self-created limitations do not in any way downgrade or limit the divine segment within the Ishvara, the Gurudeva. It remains forever the spirit as described in Gita chapter 2 as read out to you in our last meeting. What are the instruments and the vectors that have created this self-created limitation? Brain, mindset, memory, incoming impulses, senses, sense organs. In short, the thinking instrument with the thinking principle. Is that clear? The same instruments and factors are needed to totally dissolve and eradicate this many self-created limitations. Instead of describing the various instruments and factors, we say one word, structure or sanskar. I am repeating this again and again to firmly establish this thought of structure or sanskar in your brain and mind. Both sanskar and structure are the maximum and minimum. We term this as spectrum. This spectrum becomes, in a way, wildlife sanctuary for each of us. I told you last time that we are in a wildlife sanctuary. You know, in a wildlife sanctuary, tiger, lion, everybody is free, as if in a jungle. But they cannot go out of this area, that area. So we free to move as we go, free to think as we like, free to eat and drink what we like. But we are in a wildlife sanctuary. Within this spectrum thou shalt err, not beyond. Nothing less, nothing more. Is that clear? So the basis, purpose of our birth is to change this spectrum. Does it not boil down to that? That the only purpose of our birth is to change this structure. Then we are normal life. Nobody prevents us from living a normal life. We can have even riches, we can have everything in a nice, honest way. But the real purpose of our birth, therefore, boils down to one fact only, to change this structure. So that from one wildlife sanctuary, we may go to another wildlife sanctuary, which will be much better than what we are in today. Correct? Whether we shall be this or that is decided by this spectrum. And though we feel free and talk about free will, yet we are bound to live our life strictly within this bound, no more and no less. Fortunately, it is not denied to us that we shall not be able to break through this barrier. We are given a spectrum and we should strictly live within this. But it is not denied to us that you will not progress on the path. Your progress on the path has no destiny. Your progress on the path is your absolute free will. Here only your free will works. Here your free will, if it will catch the whispering of the divine segment, your progress cannot be stopped, because there is no law of inclination or in existence that says that if you are born with this structure, you cannot change your structure. There is no law which says that. But the law lays down that if you want to change your structure, however bad, you are able and free to change that structure. And that is a blessing. Otherwise, we would not be able to do anything. You get my point? This is one grace given to us all, that if you want to change your structure, nothing is standing in your way. Nothing. Get my point clearly? To that extent, that if you are determined to change your structure, if in your life, this is one purpose only, then destiny which is there to come and touch you will not come and touch you. Pain which is yet to come can be warded off. Here is the good one. Even Buddha said the same thing. There is pain, the Four Noble Truths. There is pain. There is a power of pain that's created. These things can be removed. You can change your structure. saying it is yet to come, can be bothered off.
He repeated also the same thing.
Why? Because to change the structure, you are not prohibited. But if you don't change your structure, the fault is yours. The law does not prohibit you. It does not say that unless you have this structure, you can't change it. No, it says nothing. If you want to change your structure, whatever it may be,